Alzheimer's New Jersey has several walks planned in New Jersey, including one tomorrow in Morristown. The president and CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey, Ken Zaintz, joins us on the WBGO Journal. Ken, the money that's raised from these walks, tell us how it will be distributed, what programs will benefit.
Sure. So the money that's raised from our walks stays to support New Jersey families that are impacted by Alzheimer's disease. So things like our support groups, education programs for family caregivers, our respite care and wellness program, which provides education to families about the benefit of the primary caregiver having some time for him or herself. You know, we know that this caring for someone with Alzheimer's disease, while it certainly comes from love, it can also be very taxing, and sometimes the caregiver doesn't take the time to take care of themselves. So getting a break from caregiving that can often be 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, is really important. So the Respite Care and Wellness Program teaches caregivers about the value of getting some respite or a break for themselves, whether it's visiting with friends or taking care of, you know, your own personal needs or getting a haircut or whatever it happens to be. And then we teach families about the kinds of respite options that they have. And then through an application process, we also provide caregivers with some dollars, thanks to the generosity of our many donors, that allow them to sample the value of respite, again, thanks to the generosity of our donors, with the idea being that they then find a way, once they see the value, to continue using respite with other funds that might be available, or even through reallocation of their own funds. But the whole idea is really to teach caregivers how important it is to get a break for themselves. Otherwise, we have caregivers that end up with stress-related illnesses like stroke, heart attack, just from the stress of caregiving.
I know on your website it mentions that more than 500,000 people in New Jersey are affected by Alzheimer's, and 175,000 are diagnosed with the actual disease. Those are alarming numbers, and as you mentioned, it does show that just about everybody knows somebody who's been impacted by Alzheimer's.
Right. And if you look at the numbers in New Jersey, we have an over 65 population that is continuing to grow. And while we know that aging there's not a direct relationship between aging and Alzheimer's disease. So in other words, getting Alzheimer's is not a normal part of the aging process. But at the same time, we know that aging is the greatest risk factor for developing the disease. So it's about 10% of people over the age of 65. So when you apply those numbers to New Jersey, on a percentage basis, based on the over 65 population, the numbers that you just quoted that's where those numbers come from. So it is very alarming. And like I said, particularly in a state like ours that has a growing senior population. Actually, nationally, now that the baby boomers have started to enter the over 65 category, I believe the figure is 10,000 baby boomers in the U.S. turn 65 every single day. So not only is this a problem for New Jersey, but, it's a growing problem for our entire country.
We're speaking with Ken Zaintz, who is the president and CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey. You've been with the organization for two decades. Where do we stand with Alzheimer's? Have we made any progress in determining what causes this disease or any type of cure? Have we got any closer in those years you've been with the organization?
I think that we've gotten closer to understanding the biology of the disease. I think that we've certainly been able to, through a lot of advocacy efforts, increase the funding that the federal government makes available to the National Institute of Health for specifically for Alzheimer's disease research, and that's all important. There's a lot of research going on, but are we, you know, how close are we to an answer? I think not as close as we would like to be. You know, in my tenure, awareness about the disease has increased tremendously. I think people better understand the disease, are more willing to talk about it, and we have learned a tremendous amount about the disease and gotten more and more research dollars and more research, you know, being conducted. But, you know, we're still not there in terms of where we'd like to be as far as not only a way to cure it, but even to slow down the progression. You know, I think it's all about bringing attention to what is a huge problem, not only for families in New Jersey, families across the country, but also for our, you know, for our healthcare system. I mean, we know that you know, an Alzheimer's disease epidemic in the baby boom generation has the potential to bankrupt what we know today as the Medicare system. You know, Medicare will not be able to handle the number of people with Alzheimer's disease, you know, that the predictions show will happen in the next 10 to 15 years.
The Walk to Fight Alzheimer's, the next one is coming up Sunday at the College of St. Elizabeth in Morristown. Can you give us the details about that?
So this is actually our first walk in Marsh County, and we're very excited. We have we're very near our fundraising goal for the walk already, and we have lots of teams coming out, you know, lots of walkers. So it is a wonderful opportunity to bring the community together and make a statement about you know, the attention that we need to pay to people who are impacted by this disease. So there's food, there's entertainment. So while it is a very serious cause, it's also a really fun way to spend a morning. And it's an opportunity for people who are immediately impacted by the disease to connect with other people who are going through the same thing. You know, Alzheimer's can be a very isolating disease for the caregiver, because when you're spending so much of your time, understandably, caregiving, and caregiving, you know, eventually includes helping the person with the disease with, you know, with all activities of daily living, dressing, bathing, you know, and it just goes on from there. So it can become really isolating from your other friends, isolated from maybe other activities that you used to like to do, even as a couple, that you can no longer. So the walks are great ways to connect. And of course, most importantly, you know, the walks raise dollars to support, you know, the programs that we were talking about earlier. Oh, and registration, I should mention, is at 8:30. I don't want to forget that. And you can go to our website at alznj.org, and in the upper right-hand corner of our website, there's a logo for our Walk to Fight Alzheimer's. If you click on that, it'll bring you to our walk registration page. And honestly, you know, if you haven't done that by Saturday night or Sunday morning, you know, you can even come out and register in person. So, you know, and you can fundraise, you know, up until the day of the walk, after the walk. Fundraising is easy because it can all be done, you know, online through the website. So, anyway, that's what we're looking forward to on Sunday, and beautiful weather.
Ken Zaints, the president and CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey, with the walk set for September 30th. At the College of St. Elizabeth in Morristown. Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal. You know, one thing I wanted to tell you, Ken, is the fact that you're involved with this and you don't have necessarily a loved one who has Alzheimer's. I think that says something about you, and we appreciate your hard work.
Well, thanks. I think it says a lot about our organization and the people that are involved with us in general, and that's certainly important. So thank you. Thanks for having me on.